It was my privilege to hear Brother Bishop at Windsor Hills Baptist back in the 90s, and I'd heard of the camp in Rosebud, of course, prior to that, but had never met him. And to hear his story, how he was stricken with meningitis, and he'll tell you, I'm not going to even steal his thunder, he'll tell you about that this morning. And I asked him, I know some of you were here the last time he came, but so many new faces, I really prefer to just kind of give the same testimony type message in the morning service. I think that's what he's going to do. And it was just a blessing. And then, of course, we had him here some years ago. I've had the privilege to be at the camp. His son Luke now directs the camp there. His son Dave Bishop has been here and helped us with a big day one time. So I just appreciate the family, the faithfulness of his wife. I appreciate his perseverance to move forward. It would be so easy just to sit back and use the sickness as an excuse. But he has remained faithful to the call of God on his life. And I just appreciate that. So Brother Bragg's going to pray. Brother Tony's going to sing. We're going to slip down and help Brother John to the pulpit. And then you'll be blessed by his message this morning, Brother Bragg.
Let's pray this morning. Our gracious Father, we are so good to be in your house today, Lord. It's just a blessing. Lord, be at this place. You've been so good to us. I think about the folks sitting in here. Lord, through the weeks, they've had trials. They've had tribulation. But Lord, your peace can come through your word, through the man of God as he preaches today. Be with Brother Bishop, fill him with your Holy Spirit power. God, I pray that you'd help us. Thank you for those that gave in the offering this morning, gave to you, faithful givers. I pray you'd bless the special. Prepare our hearts for the message. In your name we pray. Amen.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul a thrill of hope. A weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Is no stranger. him lowly bend.
I'm fine now.
Thank you.
It's an honor to have you speak. Thank you. If I were to go down, I was going to take them with me. I tell you, the Lord good. I couldn't preach for some time. Then the Lord gave me back enough strength where I could preach once again. And I love it. After my illness, I didn't, even though I a pastor when became ill in 1995, I stricken viral meningitis. And I was pastoring church. Didn't know preacher was. Asked my wife what preacher is. She say, preacher, somebody tell them what God want them know. I said, wow, couldn't be something better than that. Decided to go on, hear him. I got two things that I think God can use. One, I love him dearly. Amen. Two, I love people dearly. Amen. So I think God might use that. I sure love your pastor. His name fit him, Angel. He is Angel to me. And I tell you, he comes our camp preacher. We love him there. Oh, I suspect you don't know how great a man you have. What a preacher. And he's so good. Oh, my. Motel's got us. The shower have only stepped 2 inches. That's a blessing me. I can't step over those tubs. When I saw that, I said, praise God. I got it made. Well, Psalms 34:8. When I couldn't read or write, You see, I lost all memory when became ill. Had damaged brain. Didn't know if live for a while. But God spared life. Because had something else me too. And had to learn everything over. Now, I haven't learned everything. For instance, I can't count 200. Most junior kids can, but I can't. I can't remember that long. I get messed up before I get to the end. I can't remember alphabet, but I do this. A, B, C, D, L, M, N, X, Y, G. Then I just look for everything between. And I find it pretty quick. But Psalm 34:8. And boy, David loved talk about God's goodness, didn't he? He spoke more about goodness God than any other writer. And yet he went through probably most heartache than any other writer. Imagine David had a son die. He begged God to let his son live. But God took him anyway. I know parents whose children have died that won't set foot inside a door because mad God do. Not David. He just got up, washed face. He can't come to me, but I can go to him. That's the spirit. His own son run him out of the palace, out of country, tried to kill. David still say, God good. His king tried killing. Reason no good. Just tried. But he didn't let it make him bitter. He just kept on doing the right thing. Oh, what a man. And he says, God good. Verse 8, Psalm 34. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed man trusteth him. Isn't that good? Now, to taste something, you've got to get close to it. And I tell you this. I remember when my wife started teaching me. And when she realized everything gone, she said, you're John, I Donna. Okay. Then she said, we're married. I didn't know what married meant. We had been married over 20 years. I didn't know men. She said, well, that means I belong to you. You belong to me. I learned a few things about possession. I said, you my Donna? She said, yes. And that what did I call her ever since? My Donna. She all might done, I tell you. Amen. I love a kiss or two. Because I have poor sight, sometimes miss her lips. But I kiss till I find them. I tell people she taught me three things: reading, writing, and kissing. That's my favorite subject. I tried to make an A plus on that. Now, you're going to find out I'm not all here, but I sure having a good time. And I'm sorry for words. I can't get all words in. Here I'm going to do. I'm going to leave words out. Let you put in. Then if wrong, your fault, not mine. They gave me so much medication, some of it almost killed me. Really, almost killed me. They call them wonder drugs. You take them and wonder what's going to happen next. But we have a youth camp. My sons are running it for me now. I can't. Luke is director and David associate with him. And those junior kids, we had camp this summer, even with COVID, had a little over 1,300. Nobody got COVID or called back, said, "I got COVID." Not one. Wasn't God good? Camps closed down all over Mayor. And we had about 70 young people saved. Amen. Oh, I love that people saved, don't you, brothers? I love dearly. And, well, they said I started that 47 years ago. I don't remember it, but glad I did. It's like Mary didn't know what marriage was, but when found out, sure did like it. So I just want to reach out to people hurting. We have a book table in back. We have some DVDs, books and booklets. Then we have some free tracts. Some my testimony, if you'd like to take. Some what I call encouragement cards. They're free. My tracts and the encouragement cards are free. Some of them have wonderful truths. I didn't write, other people know better how, and they wrote. Just look and get something. And here's the deal. If you're hurting and you need something off my table and you can't afford it, you just come to me and it's yours. But I want to help lift the people down. I know how it feels to be down. Now, I want to tell you, I didn't just get sick and just say, hallelujah, everything all right. Didn't work that way. I'm telling you, a darkness enveloped me. I went through deep, dark depression for a while. Then my Donna helped me. And I would play, at that time, cassette players were main, but CDs coming in. She bought me, Brother Angel, a beautiful CD and cassette player. And I would listen to the Bible, the old King James. I got aggravated. We were listening to Christian station the other day. And he read John 3:16. Here's the way he said it. His one and only son. That's not true. First of all, Mary had more than one son. She had two sons after she had Jesus. So it wasn't true physically that. Now, he was the only virgin-born son, but she did have more sons after him. And the great meaning of that verse should be to tell people Jesus was a begotten son. He was born. These other translations just bother me. Real do bother me. And so, I listened about 2 hours a day. And then, we had a lot of Christian music. Godly music. Not just wild stuff. Good godly music. And when we could afford it, we'd buy another CD. Till we had a good library of CDs. And I could put several of them in there and it would shuffle and go around and around. And soon my darkened mind began to light up. Amen. I tell you what most people need to do for depression. I told the Lord this when I found out what I was in ICU for a while. That means I forgot what does ICU mean? Intensive care unit. And when I was going through this struggle, I said, Lord, going to put self in your ICU spiritual room. And I'm going to focus complete on you. Amen. I'm going to fill my mind and heart with your word. Amen. Fill my mind and heart with your music. One day, my Donna had dressed me and set me on the couch. She went to get ready, church. And she left her kindergarten Bible book laying on the table. I looked at this big picture. And the picture of the water rolled back, and these people come through. I had listened to that in Genesis. I said, my Donna, come, I know. She said, what? No. I said, that in the Bible. That Moses, isn't it? She said, yes, it is. I said, Donna, I can read. I turned the page, and I saw the water coming over Pharaoh. And let me tell you, that was a sea. That wasn't a swamp. These critics and liberals said it was a reed sea, not the Red Sea. They based theirs on a Hebrew word that a Jewish rabbi that was very liberal way, way back interpreted that word to mean reed. So all the corrupt texts put that in there. Not the King James text, just the liberal text. Now, why did the King James stick with the Red Sea? Well, did you know God was really demonstrating his power when he did the Red Sea? It's mentioned, I think, 7 times in the Bible. For instance, let me just give you one now. Go on. Solomon, it says, in Kings, built his ships at the Red Sea. Now, my friend, they don't build ships in swamps. That was a sea. Just stick with the old-fashioned word of God. It'll lift your heart up. Now, I still have seizures. I still have cluster migraine headaches. Not as often did. But I still have every week. I still have a pain pump in my body right here with little pipes going back to my backbone where the injury is. And and it helped me with my pain. And I thank for that. God has been so good to me. I'm so thankful for him. Let me encourage you to do 2 things today. I'd like to encourage you to come altar and just say, Lord, I want to taste more of your goodness my life. I want to get closer to you. Then, if not saved, get saved. Amen. Let me remind you, John 3:16, if I were to ask you, what is, do you think, greatest verse on love God is, you probably say John 3:16. And that be good. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In that greatest love verse, he warns, perish. There's a warning in his love verse. You could perish.
Oh, okay.
can I have this microphone, that when he has a trouble in the pulpit, he passes out, sits down, comes back, and he'll be okay. Will it be all right like this, Donna? Okay. Okay. Just watch him right there, Brother Bragg. Sometimes the man is more of the message than the message. You see what I'm saying? The man is more of the message than the message. The easy thing for John Bishop to do would be to sit at home and not do anything. But God put a call in his life to preach. And he loves preaching. And obviously he has declined from the last time that he was here. For 3 years he couldn't go and preach. He lost his eyesight. That's since he's been here. Lost his eyesight. Couldn't see. Had to stay home and not preach. But as soon as he got his eyesight back and got a little stronger, he hit the road again preaching. Goes out twice a month. I wanted to have him here, number one, so we could be a blessing to him and his wife. All right? That's the major reason he's here today. Secondly, the man is a blessing to be around. Are you having a bad day? You want to talk about your troubles? If he's able to preach tonight, he's going to preach on how he knows he's saved, even though he doesn't remember getting saved. That's an interesting topic. I believe that's possible. Amen? So, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. And God gave us this morning exactly what God wanted us to have. And we would just let things sit. Now, he said in his, at the end of his message there that he wanted two things to happen today. Number one, for you and I to be grateful and thankful for what God has done for us. Okay? Secondly, if you're not saved, that you'd come to Christ for salvation. It is possible for a person to know that they're saved and on their way to heaven, to know that heaven is their home. If you're not sure, what better time to come and make sure than at this Christmas season when we celebrate the coming of Christ to this earth. And if you are saved, no matter what difficulty may have come your way, what better opportunity today to lift your voice and thank God for His goodness to you. That one statement He made was worth the morning message. To taste something, you have to get close to it. Are you close enough to God to taste His goodness? All right? That's our invitation today. Heads bowed, eyes are closed. Would there be anybody here who would say, Pastor, I'm not sure that I'm saved. Not sure if I died right now that I'd go to heaven. Is that you? Would you lift your hand and they pray for you this morning? Front to back, side to side. Am I sure that I'm saved? Anybody like that? All right. If you're here this morning, God spoke to your heart. Just using the man in the message in that one statement to find out how something tastes, you have to be close to it. Are you close enough to God to taste His goodness? And maybe just kneel and be thankful this morning for all God's done for you and your family. If you're saved and you've come to follow the Lord today in believer's baptism, we already have some that are back there. You can do that as well. Father in heaven, I thank you for these few minutes with Brother Bishop this morning. It has been our privilege to have him here. And Lord, I just thank you for what you gave him the strength to say. I thank you, Lord, for that statement that you have to be close enough to something to taste it. And I pray that you draw us close to yourself this morning, so that we can properly taste your goodness to us, no matter what the circumstances in life may be. And if there's somebody here who needs to be saved, I pray, God, that you'll speak to that heart specifically. And I'll thank you for it. Let's stand together. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. And our pianist is playing the invitation song this morning. Are you close enough to God to taste His goodness? Are you close enough to Him to taste His goodness? How long has it been since you just overwhelmed by God's goodness? Let the man himself be the message this morning while we wait. I wonder if that darkness has descended around you. I wonder if that darkness has enveloped you. You can identify with what Brother Bishop was saying there. Did you hear what he said? The two things that drove the darkness away was God's Word and God's music. Open the windows in your house. Raise the shades. Fill your house, fill your mind with God's Word and God's music. When your kids having trouble at night, being fearful, going to sleep, slip the Word of God in that room. We did that for one of our kids. It took all that away. We underestimate what this book is. The power of God's living Word. Amen. 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 Be seated if you would, please. Let's take our songbook. Let's find the song this morning. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Let's find that in the songbook here. And before we go, we're a little early, so we got time to sing another song to the Lord. And I'm having a hard time in this index finding. I'm sorry, you got it? 456, 456, before the men come for our offering. In fact, we'll sing this while they're taking the offering. So, fellas, come on down with the plates, and we're going to walk the plates back. And listen, if you've been coming here over the years, you know this is a special offering now. Brother Bishop is an evangelist, and like other evangelists, he lost a lot of meetings back in the spring. So it's our opportunity today to be a help to him. If you're new to us or you're visiting this morning, look, I want to help that man be a blessing. You make your check out to Faith Baptist, he'll get every penny of it, I promise you. While they're playing, while they're taking the offering, went upon life's billows. Let's count our blessings today. Let's sing together. Oh, and upon life's billows you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord, amen, count. One by one, count your blessings, say what God had done. The conflict, whether great, amen, do not be discouraged. Count your many blessings, angels will. Your blessings, see what God. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God. All right, wonderful. Now, Brother Luke, you and Brother Bragg, Brother Mike, help Brother John down to the first row here. He's feeling good, and I was watching him. We were kind of, that's why Brother Mike and I sat up on either side up here. I thought he was praying, but then it became obvious he wasn't praying. Okay, and maybe he prays like some of us pray. Oh Lord, and. So thankfully he didn't fall. He feels well enough for you to come by and say hello. You don't have to be afraid of him. What he has is not contagious. Okay, it's not contagious. And so don't treat him like he's a leper. Come by and shake his hand. Thank you for coming. And Brother Bishop, if you're strong enough, you'll go tonight, right?
Yes.
Amen. And how I know I'm saved, even though I don't remember getting saved. Amen, because he lost all his memory. So don't ignore him. And Mrs. Bishop, will you be at the table? That'll be a good place. You can slip out there now. And is your testimony in one of those DVDs? So if you'd like to hear the whole thing, you can get one of those and see it if you're unfamiliar with the story. And it'll be a blessing to you.